The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Gaila Síochána is recruiting trainees right now, this minute. So we wanted to find out what it's like to train to be a guard and then what your career might look like once you start wearing the uniform. I have two people in the studio who are perfectly placed to tell us. Garda Emma Hennebry is here and Garda Patrick McElroy. You're both welcome. Thanks very much
Thank you for coming in.
So you're here to tell us all about what you do day to day.
That's right.
So maybe we might start, Emma, with you and how you started in the Guards. Did you go straight in after school?
No, so I actually went to college in the University of Limerick and then I went on to do a master's degree, and the Guards was always in my mind. So I took that time to apply and thankfully I was successful. So that's almost 20 years ago now, well, 18. And maybe 8-9 years ago, I applied for the Armed Support Unit and that's where I'm based today.
Okay, so what was the attraction of the Armed Support Unit?
So the Armed Support Unit is it's a very professional unit with high training. It's highly skilled. So that was the attraction and I thought it would be a great challenge for me. So I applied back in 2017. It involved a rigorous recruitment campaign and training before I was deemed successful to enter the unit. So yeah, that's
and
my
like for the uninitiated, obviously you're very familiar with the unit, but what does it do? Like, what is your job day to day?
Yeah, so the Armed Support Unit, it's a specialist firearms unit that's tactically trained and we're there to support frontline Gardaí and other departments in the Guards that require an armed presence. So that could be responding to a spontaneous incident where weapons have been produced and capabilities of the frontline Gardaí can't manage that threat. And then there is the request for us that would be from other various departments in the Guards that need an armed presence, whether it be for a forced entry into a house or there could be a threat of a firearm involved in a search.
It's always very high adrenaline stuff that you're doing, is it?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of adrenaline involved, but we undergo extreme training throughout the year, so we're always prepared for, I suppose, to cope with that adrenaline and to deal with the situation that we're
And I just want to go back to your way in. So you said the Guards was always in your mind. You were in college doing your master. Were you trying to shake it off and you couldn't?
Yeah, I think from secondary school it was always there, but I wanted to experience life and, you know, go down the college route. But I still was attracted to the Guards. And I still feel if I was at that time again in my life that it would still draw me in. It was the opportunity to work within the community and with like-minded people. And yeah, you're really giving back and it's an impactful career where you can really help people and every day is different and you can really make a difference.
So Patrick, for you, was it calling you as well?
Yeah, so my story is quite similar to what Emma went through. I joined in 2007 and I literally had finished college on the Friday and started in Templemore on the Monday.
Studying
engineering. So I was in DCU back then. I did an undergrad and a postgrad there as well. 2007, it was a bit of a freeze on kind of recruitment and then it kind of opened up. So I was joined in 2007, a test in 2008, and then I went to Dundrum. And then my current role now, I'm in Forensic Collision in Dublin Castle. So I went there in 2013.
That is a tough job, Forensic Collision.
Yeah, it has its moments and ups and downs, but invariably, I'd be dealing with victims of road traffic collisions. My job, I suppose, is to attend scenes of fatal and maybe life-altering road traffic collisions.
That's tough.
Yeah, so my job is pretty much the storyteller. So when it gets to the courts or any of the courts, so it can be either prosecution in a district or a circuit court, or invariably when it goes to the coroner's court, the families get the answers that my report will provide. So,
so the pressure on you then is to be the eyes of the family, really, on those scenes, really difficult scenes. But you're there; you have to document absolutely everything, right?
Yeah. So I have a three function role when I attend these scenes. We're pretty much photographers, mappers, and scenes crime examiners. When I step foot on a scene, my goal or the aim is to get the answers that the family will ask me a couple of years down the line.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, that must take its toll on you, does it?
Yes. I try to compartmentalise the situation and be steadfast in my approach when I do these investigations. We have a lot of welfare supports in the Guards. Come more streamlined, we kind of deal with counselling sessions, mandatory counselling sessions. We kind of peer supporters. We kind of talk to each other. It's kind of very open and it's good to talk to lads about it. I have a psychologist, Aidan Newman, that I deal with, and he deal with him twice a year. So he engages with me and I tell him exactly what I've been through for the last 6 months.
So when you went in, first of all, into the Guards and you qualified in 2008, was it always that you were looking at forensics as a route for you, or did it did it come to you as you went through?
Yeah, absolutely. So the application came out in 2013 and I looked at the role profile. And with my own engineering degree and kind of the physics of Matty heading me, I looked at what was required. And then I went and I kind of talked to the lads that were involved in it. So this French collision I really introduced into the garage since 2006. So it was relatively new at the time when I joined. So we were probably the second batch of recruits that underwent the training, which is 2 years intensive training where you go through a company called AITS in the UK, which is their kind of work with De Montfort University in Leicester. And you spend 2 years going through various principles and fundamentals of road traffic collision investigation.
Okay, and you end up where you are today. I think it's interesting to talk to you both, Emma, and realise that years ago, say when I was leaving school, you went straight into the Guards. But mm-hmm. now you're probably working with a lot of people who have gone down the path that you've gone down, maybe pursuing a career in a completely different area in college, and then going into the Guards afterwards.
Yeah, that's correct, Claire. And also with the increase in the age profile, there's a lot of people joining now that have previous careers behind them and they're just seeking something different. So with the age profile up to, I think, 50, Patrick, mm-hmm. am I correct on that? Mm-hmm. It is attracting people with lots of life experience, but there's avenues for both. I mean, there's school leavers who might think it's a really good opportunity for them. They learn on the job. There's great continuous professional development. So it's actually, it caters to all age demographics and profiles. So I think that's an excellent thing about an Garda Síochána at the moment.
Ireland is changing. You know, we have a multicultural island now, you know, with 5 million people living here. Some of them are from all corners of the world. Has the job changed as a result?
Yes, definitely. I suppose it's a modern police force and it recognises that the people that serve the community have to reflect the communities that they serve. So that's why the recruitment campaign is really encouraging people from all backgrounds, all demographics and cultures to think of it as an excellent career choice because the communities want to be represented by the guards that serve them. So definitely the job is very much focused on that, whereas maybe traditionally 20 years ago, it might not have had that diversity. So I think that's a really good sign of the job.
Do you see that as well, Patrick?
I can't answer any better than that. That was a good answer.
Thanks, Patrick.
But you know, we've always had policing by consent in Ireland, but there was a time when you were afraid of the guard, you were afraid of the sergeant in your town. That's changed a lot, hasn't it?
There is... Yeah, like I got promoted back in 2022 when I went to Kilmainham and that was a bit of an eye-opener for me to see how the frontline policing has changed somewhat since I went out of frontline policing in 2013 and back in 2022, what demands that are on the guards at that time. They deal with all sorts of situations, but it's more victim engagement now and community relations that they deal with and they're pretty much engaged and they're kind of the pressures, not the pressures on them, but they're task to go out and engage with the community and talk to people, and that's probably the most positive aspect, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I suppose that means you need an awful lot of skills to be able to do that. You need to be everything, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, you can be an all-rounder, but lads tend to kind of pigeonhole themselves into certain positions. Lads can be good at something on the unit and we all work together as a unit. So some people might have an interest in drugs or organised crime. Some people have an interest or a graph or roads policing and they all work together in tandem and in unison that they can call on each other's kind of experiences if they're ever faced with something else that they haven't experienced before. So it's a great unit in Kilmainham that I dealt with anyway.
And I suppose for you guys working there for some time now, you'd welcome people from all sorts of backgrounds to come and join you because you need those people to be able to do the job as you have described it.
Yeah, definitely. And it brings broader perspective as well. So I think you flourish as a person if you're surrounded by people that are diverse. It's just the natural way of things. So definitely, yeah, like the recruitment campaign, we'd encourage people from all walks of life to apply. And you might not think you have all the skill sets, but if you actually reflect and go through how you operate on day to day, you'd be surprised. You could be very good at decision making. Your judgment could be very good, a good communicator, be resilient. And they're all the skills that we're looking for in the job at the moment. So I'd recommend anyone that's thinking about a new career or seeking something different to apply.
And there are lots of elements to it as well. As you've both explained, like you're not going to be doing maybe what you perceive a guard to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, as you've both told us, there are lots of different paths in the guards, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. You have to be very open to new challenges in the guards. So it can take you down various roads. And we're a prime example of that. I would never thought when joining the guards that I'd be doing this 20 years down the line. But again, it's something I'm very open to. I'm very excited, and it's kind of changing all the time. So it's a great role that I'm in.
Okay, now the applications in this round of recruitment, I think they close on the 3rd of June. So it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
So the time is limited, but there is still time to get the application in. It was great to meet you both. Thank you for coming in.
Our listeners
are saying every respect for any guard on the ground dealing with the reality of people's lives. And that's essentially what you're doing every day. So Emma and Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.